SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
The struggle to get working and reliable electricity in their homes led people from Momantuburu, the Western Island in the Northern Territory's Gulf of Carpentaria, to move out of their homes in 2021. However, thanks to the successful installation of a solar-powered renewable energy system by Origin Power, which is a First Nations not-for-profit renewable energy developer, the people from Momantuburu are now able to return to their homes. This is thanks to the incredible support of the community and partners who helped to raise over $150,000. On the phone, we are now joined by a Wurrumbai woman, Genevieve Greaves. Genevieve is a co-founder of Garuwa, First Nations storytelling agency, and a supervising director of the short film Power to Country, a film about the challenges people from Momantuburu are facing. Genevieve, thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. Hi.
Our pleasure. Genevieve, can you please tell us a bit about who your people are, where you come from?
Yeah, I'm originally from mid-North Coast, New South Wales. Wurrumbai woman. I've been living down in Melbourne for a number of years in Naam. So I was there for about 20 years. And now I'm up on Larrakia country in Darwin. It's a beautiful sunny day here today. And yeah, love living up. And it's been great to sort of be a part of a project that's not far from where I am now.
Let's talk about this project. So we know there is a problem in the remote communities with energy. Many people have to rely on diesel-powered generators as their main energy source. And with the prices rising, it is really hard for people to keep up and be able to afford it. So what is happening in those communities?
Yeah, well, there's I think it's energy injustice. That's what's happening. So if you live in a remote community in Australia, if you're living on your country, you don't have the same access to kind of affordable energy. I know, you know, that even that we don't necessarily have access to affordable energy in a lot of places in Australia, but it's even worse if you're in a remote community. And if you don't have money to pay for energy on a power card, because that's the system a lot of people have, they've got these boxes on their homes and they have to purchase power on a card. If you don't have money to pay for that, you don't have power. You know, and that can also mean you don't have water. So it's really life and death, you know, in lots of ways, because the heat up here in the Northern Territory is pretty extreme at certain times of year, and it's just getting worse with climate change. So we're facing an energy crisis, really, in remote communities, and I've become a lot more aware of this over the last couple of years working with Original Power and seeing the incredible work that they're doing. And it's pretty shocking, actually, like what people in remote communities have to face, because everything costs more. Food costs so much more than, you know, urban centres. And then, you know, power isn't reliable. And yeah, if you don't have money, you just don't have power.
That's incredible when you think about this is happening in Australia in 2024. People don't have power and water. On a positive note, though, people of the Western Island found a way to solve the situation, and they worked really hard to bring an Aboriginal-owned solar project to the region. Can you please tell us more about the project itself? How does it work?
Yeah, well, I'm a filmmaker, so I only know bits and pieces about it, you know, about the technical aspects of it. But I've gotten to know, you know, Original Power and their work, which is all about self-determination in Aboriginal communities. So MOB leading the way in terms of their own energy solutions. And the people of Borroloola are doing just that. Like, it's incredible what they're doing. They've got plans for their own solar microgrid. So they'll actually not be reliant on anyone else, but have their own power source, which they will build and manage themselves. So yeah, it's an incredible project, and that's a kind of long-term project that Niadarra Aboriginal Cooperative and Original Power are building in partnership. But what we've managed to do, and I've managed to be a part of, is get power out to West Island. So, you know, we got to know Garawa, our storytelling agency, we got to know Aunty Shirley Simon through Original Power. We're kind of documenting their work in Borroloola and helping spread the word. We met Aunty Shirley and heard her story, which is that she had to leave her homelands because of power and move to Borroloola, and was really desperate to get home back to her country. And so we made a film called Power to Country, and it really highlights, yeah, Aunty Shirley's longing for her homelands. And then we got some money to run an impact campaign. So we've built this Power to Country website, which you can find. And with Original Power and Niadarra, we've raised over $150,000 and actually managed to get Aunty Shirley home. So Niadarra built the solar power system at her home. They've connected water. She's got amazing internet connection. And yeah, she and her family are able to return to their homelands, and it's an incredible outcome. And I actually got to go out there last week and got to travel by boat from Borroloola out to West Island with Aunty Shirley and some of her grandkids. And it was the greatest privilege to see her get to return home. And it's just amazing to be a part of a project where we have such a positive outcome.
Yeah, for sure. This sounds like a dream. There was this crisis and then these people got their energy. But this is not reality for many communities. So what needs to happen? How can more communities get access?
Yeah, well, I think the work that Original Power are doing is groundbreaking. What they're doing is just making it happen, you know. So there's all these, from my understanding, there's a lot of different barriers to this work taking place. There's all sorts of regulations and kind of government red tape. And what Original Power are doing are working in partnership with different communities across the country to just build the systems. They're raising the money, they're actually creating the systems, and they are run and owned and managed by the local community. So it's an incredible process that they've developed, and our role as Garawa is just to really help document that and share it. And we've been working on a little film from another remote community called Mullinger in the Northern Territory, and Original Power have worked with the Mullinger mob to connect them up to solar power. So they've got their own solar power grid now. So yeah, they're just getting in there and doing it. It's really incredible. And I think, you know, if people are interested, they should contact Original Power. And I know they're talking to different people all over the country about setting up their own solar power systems.
That's amazing. And in the times when there is climate change and we need to go to renewables, this is the way forward, right?
Yeah, this is absolutely the way forward. You know, there's still a chance if we stop all these new fossil fuel projects that we can sort of mitigate climate change and we can make sure it's not too bad. Like, we're already on that road, you know, and we're all going to feel the effects of rising temperatures and changes to climate. But there is still the chance to make a difference if we do stop these fossil fuel projects and switch to renewables. But even with the renewable energy revolution, like, people are getting left behind. So it's just really important that communities are self-determining in this process and aren't reliant on external kind of companies or different people to come in and set up systems, but can actually do it themselves, because there's lots of opportunities in that. There's not only having, you know, a stable source of power, but also jobs and training, and, you know, there's so much positive sort of outcomes for communities if these projects are owned and developed by them. And that's what Original Power are really supporting and fostering, is that self-determination.
Mm-hmm. Genevieve, thank you so much for talking to us about this amazing project that is bringing power to remote communities, and not only power, but sustainable and clean solar power.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.